This year is on Parshas Ha'azinu. It's on Tchias HaMesim and the concept of Gevura. So we'll start with the Pasuk from Devarim Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Tes, and it says as follows, Ru ata, ki ani anihu ve'ein Elokim imadi, ani amis v'achaya machatzdi v'ani arpa ve'ein miadi matzil. So see now that I am God, that I am Him, and there's no other God but me. I cause death and I cause life. I also cause somebody to be wounded and I can create healing, and nobody can be saved from me. So the pasuk, the pshat of the pasuk is not so clear as to what the purpose of the pasuk is, but Rashi gives us a greater explanation as to the definition of the pshat, and he says as follows in source number 2, Ru ata hevinu mina poranio shevisi aleichem ve'in lachem moshia u'mina tshua she'oshiachem ve'in mocha biyadi. So how do you know that I am Hashem and that there's no other God but me? You can see that from all the bad things that I brought upon you, and there was no salvation from them, and also from the salvation I will provide, and nobody can stop me. No other existence can stop me from providing this salvation. Keep going in Rashi. Ki ani anihu, anihu l'hashpil v'anihu l'harim. I can cause lowliness, and I can also bring up, raise up. Ve'en elokim imadi omei kenegi limchus. Nothing or no other existence can stop me from doing what I want. Imadi dugmas kamoni. Ve'en miadi matzil. And nobody can be saved from me if haposhim be, if they are poshim, their chotim be, if they sin against me. So the basic idea of the pasuk, based on Rashi, is Hashem is demonstrating His uniqueness, that He is the only existence, He's the only one who can cause death and life, and He can cause real healing. And it's just telling Klal Yisrael to recognize the uniqueness of the quality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu possesses that no other existence possesses. Okay, so that's a nice idea. It's beautiful in itself. But however, the Torah Tmima brings down a Gemara, Psachim, in source number 3, Psachim Samech Chesamad Aleph, where the Gemara asks a very important question. Rava, Ramiksiv, Ani Amis V'Achaya, Uchsiv Machatz Divani Arpa. So Rava notices in the Pasuk that it seems to be somewhat unnecessary to teach us that Hashem can heal. Because once we know that Hashem has the power to kill and He's the power to create life, so of course He has the power to heal. So the Gemara's answer is, because the Gemara keeps going, it says, Hashta chui mechui merape lo kol shekin. Of course, if Hashem can cause life, He can heal that which is wounded. Elo amar kadosh baruch hu, masha ani memes ani mechaya kemusha chamatz shemachatzdi v'ani arpa. So rather, the way to understand the pasuk is that I can cause somebody who I've killed to be alive, just like I can cause somebody who I've wounded to be healed. So the idea of the pasuk is that it's referencing Tchias HaMesim. So the pshat is like Rashi, that it's just demonstrating the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only He can enact what He wants without anybody stopping Him. But the Gemara takes it in a different direction and explains that the pasuk is teaching us about Tchias HaMesim, and that just as God can cause those who are wounded to be healed, He can also cause somebody who's already dead to be alive. And the Gemara continues. It says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ani Amis V'Achaya, Yachol Misa Be'echad V'Chaim Be'echad, K'derech She'olam Noeg. So when the Pasuk says, Ani Amis V'Achaya, sounds like it's just telling us that Hashem can kill somebody and He can cause somebody to live, not in the same person. Tamalomar Machatzdi V'Ani Arpa. But rather, the Pasuk continues and it says that I can cause wounds and I can heal. Ma Maka Urufua Be'echad. Just like a person who's wounded can also be healed. Af misa v'chayim be'echad. So too a person who I've killed, who's dead, can also be brought back to life. Mikan tshuva l'omrim ein tchias ha'mesim in haTorah. So this is a response to those apikorsim, those midim, who proclaim that tchias ha'mesim, resurrection of the dead, doesn't exist in the Torah. So one explanation or one idea in the Tanur Rabbanan is, the Braisa, is that really it's teaching us about tchias ha'mesim, that we can compare refua to tchias ha'mesim. Just like Hashem causes wounds and He heals the same wounds in the same individual, so too Hashem causes death and He can cause life in the same individual. The Gemara continues. It says, Davar acher b'tchila mashani memes ani mechaya v'hadar mashi mechatzi v'ani arpa. And the second explanation of the Gemara is a little bit strange, but he says, or the Gemara says, that really there's a sequence to tchias ha'mesim, that the Torah is teaching us from the sequence of the pasuk that first Hashem will do tchias ha'mesim, and then anybody who died with a disability will be healed from their disability. So rather than coming back whole as part of Tchias HaMesim, it'll be Tchias HaMesim, and then if somebody, for example, was blind, their blindness will be cured after that. And Rashi explains this in source number 6. He says, Hachi Garsinan, Davar Acher, B'tchila Masha Ani Memes Ani Mechaya, V'hadar Masha Ani Mechatzi Ani Erpa, Shekederach Shehein Mesim Chagarim, Sumim, Ilmim, Kachin Chayin B'mumon, V'acher Kach Misrapin, Kedechsib, Azi Dalek El Pesach. So just like had they died, if they were unable to walk, if they were blind, if they had any disability, they would live through Tchias HaMesim with their mum, with their disability, and then afterwards, as after Tchias HaMesim, Hashem will do refuah to them and they'll be healed. So that's really strange. Why is there a need, or what is the idea of the sequence of Tchias HaMesim coming first and then refuah coming afterwards? Why not just make it part of one system of Tchias HaMesim, that if, for example, you had died and you were blind, that you would come back whole and with your eyesight? Why is it that there's a sequence and there's two parts? So I think that the solution in this Gemara is to try to break up the two shitos and explain what the difference is. So I think the first shita is explaining that there's a comparison being made in the pasuk between Tchias HaMesim and also refuah, that just like refuah occurs in the same individual who had the makkah, so too mechaya can occur in the same individual who is mace. But I think there's a deeper idea, there's a deeper connection, which is that the first shita is showing you that there's kind of a similar type of idea of hashgacha, of refuah, that really Tchias HaMesim perhaps is a type of refuah. And we see that even bizman hazeh with doctors in the emergency room, when somebody comes in unconscious, we start doing CPR on them, and it's a part of refuah, the process to bring somebody back from death, resuscitate the dead. We give them the shocks, we use the defibrillator. It's an idea in refuah. So perhaps the Gemara is showing us that in the framework of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tchias HaMesim fits under the category of refuah. It's just refuah par excellence. And there's two levels of refuah. There's refuah in the framework of man, and Hashem is capable, of course, of doing that. But there's also the ultimate refuah, which is Tchias HaMesim, which man is incapable of doing. Only Hashem could bring back somebody who's dead, who's been dead, to life. So the first opinion in the Gemara is looking at Tchias HaMesim as an element of refuah. But perhaps the second answer, the Davar Acher, is looking at Tchias HaMesim differently than refuah, and that's why it's broken up into two steps in a sequence to show you that there are two different ideas of Hashgachas Hashem. First, there's the idea of Tchias HaMesim, and then afterwards comes refuah. But if that's the case, what is the idea, what's the concept of Tchias HaMesim? Can we get some insight into Tchias HaMesim? So I think that the solution to that question really lies in Gemara Tainis. So the Gemara in Tainis, which is also relevant to after Sukkos, so not only do you get Parshas Hazinu, but you also get Mashi V'Ruach Merda Gashem, an idea in there. In source number 7, it says, Me'ema Sam Askirin Gevuras Geshamim, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Miyom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Miyom Tov Acharon Shel Chag. So the Gemara asks, or the Mishnah, excuse me, asks, when do we mention Mashi V'Ruach Merda Gashem? It's a machlokes Tanayim. Rabbi Eliezer holds the first day of Sukkos, and Rabbi Yeshua holds the last day of Sukkos. So the Gemara asks the very relevant question to the Mishnah. Before we get to this Gemara, the next Gemara, which I didn't bring in, mentions that we do say Mashiva Ruach Amurda Gashem in which bracha? In Mechaya Mesim, in Tchias HaMesim. And the reason is because we say in Tchias HaMesim, Ata Gibor, Tchias HaMesim is Gevura. And I think that explains what the second Shita was going for, that it's Gevura, it's not Refuah. But also, Yiridus Geshamim is Gevura as well. And the Gemara explains in source number 8, the listing Emasam Askirin al Geshamim, my Gevuras Geshamim. So the Gemara asks, why doesn't the Mishnah say when do we start asking or mentioning rain? Why does it say Gevuras Geshamim? What's the idea of Gevura by Geshamim? And Amr of Yochanan, Mipnei Shiyordan Begvura, because it falls with Gevura, with courage. I'll just explain Gevura's courage, and then hopefully we'll get some greater insight. Shnamar, Ose gedola sarein cheker, v'nifalos anein mispar, uchsev hanosin matar apnei eretz, v'shalech maim apnei chutzos. It says, with regard to rain, that it's just greatness beyond imagine, gedola sarein cheker, and it's a reference to giving rain to the world. And my mashma amarabba bar shila also cheker cheker mibriyasa sha'olam, and they learn out from a connection of the word cheker from creation of the world. Ksiv hacha ose gedola sarein cheker. By rain, it says that Hashem does greatness without imagine. that it's unimaginable. Chsev Hasam, Haluya Data Im Loshamata, Eluke Olam, Hashem Borek Tosa Arts, Loyaf, Loyagia, In Chika Lusvinoso, Chsev Mechen Arim Bekocho Nazar Begvura. And it uses the word Gevura, courage, with regard to creating the world. So there's a connection between Yirides Geshamim and creation. And in both, the idea, the concept of Gevuros Hashem, Hashkachos Hashem of Gevura, is reflected in Yirides Geshamim and creation of the world. Okay, so we see that Gevura exists now in three areas. Tchias Amisim, which is obvious because we see Atagi Bor L'Olamad Hashem, and by Yirides Geshamim, Mashiv Ruach, and also by Brias Olam. So the question is, what is Gevura? Can we have a better idea of what Gevura is? Because we see it in a lot of distinct areas, distinct places in Torah. So that's a question that I wanted to answer, and hopefully we can get greater insight based on that question. The most obvious example of Gevura, which comes to mind, is with regard to war. And it's very common in Tanakh, in the Torah, to mention a gibor in the framework of war. If you look in source number 10 in Shoftim, it says, V'yiftach ha-giladi ayar gibor chayil v'hu ben isha zona v'yolad gilad es yiftach. So Yiftach was a great warrior. And again, we see in source number 11 that it says, V'yihi ish mi-binyamin u'shmo kish ben aviel ben Sror ben bechoras ben afiach ben ishimini gibor chayil. So we see also in Shmuel Aleph, Parak Tes Pasuk Aleph, once again, we see the same concept, that Gevura makes sense. It's a very common term used in war. And you think of a gibor, a normal person, I think most people think of Gevura, that you're a courageous soldier, is able to go into war, go into battle, and that's an attribute of a soldier. But how does Gevura fit outside of war? How does it fit with regard to the idea of Yirides Geshamim, Tchias HaMesim? Is there one common theme, is there one common idea that we can highlight when it comes to Gevura, that we can perhaps explain and try to understand to a greater degree? So the other area of Gevura that I think is really fascinating is from the Mishnah on Avos. It's in Parak Dalet. It says, Ezu Gibor, Akovish is Yitro, Shnemar Tov Erech Apayim Megibor, Umoshel Berucho Milochet Ir. And Mishlei references the idea that it's better to be a person who controls their anger and who's in dominates the Ruach from one who conquers the city. So another explanation of Gevura is that it's a reference to Kovesh Yitro, and it's the ability to control your Yetzer Hara. So again, the question is, why is Gevura tied to Kovesh Yitro? And we see this idea also by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once again, we see a manifestation of Gevura in man, by war, for example. And over here, we have it by Kovesh Yitro, but God Hashem himself also is Kovesh Yitro. In the Gemara in Yuma, Samach Tesem Abiz, the Gemara explains that there was a big Anshe Knesset Agdola did a great thing, and that they restored Tefillah to what it was. So they looked at what happened was, it said, we'll look at it inside. It says, V'ha d'rav masna matil d'rav Yishuv ben Levi, d'am rav Yishuv ben Levi, lama nikra shman Anshe Knesset Agdola. So Rav Yishuv ben Levi said about the Anshe Knesset Agdola, why are they called that? Why are they such great men? Sheikh Ziru Atra Yoshna, they brought the crown back to its former glory. Asa Moshe Amar Kel Gadol Gibor Vanora. Asa Yirmiyav Amar Goy Mekarkin Becholo Ayena Rosa of Lomar Nora. So Moshe said that Hashem was Gadol Gibor Nora. And Yirmiyahu came along and he said that the Goyim are in the Mikdash. So where is the Nora of Hashem? And he stopped saying it. Asa Daniel Amar Goy Mishtabnim Bevanav Ayekvurosa of Lomar Gibor. Daniel came along and he stopped saying Gibor and Hakel Gadol Gibor. And the reason is because he saw that the children of Klal Yisrael were being enslaved. So Asu Inuv Amru Adraba Zui Gvuraso Shekovish Yitzro Shinosin Erech Apayim L'Rashayim. So the Anshe Knesset Gdola said the opposite, that really the Gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest in the fact that he doesn't destroy the Rashayim and that he allows them to exist. He's Kovish Yitzro, he's Kovish Kaso. So we see Gvura in the framework of man, Kovish Yitzro, and we also see Gvura in the framework of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of being Kovish as Yitro. So what is the idea of Gevura? Can we give an idea as to what Gevura is? And in doing so, maybe understand Tchias HaMesim to a greater degree. So I want to start with the Kovish as Yitro. So what is Gevura? So Gevura involves Koach. Nobody would say that a weak person is a Gibor. It involves strength. But it's not just strength per se, because there's definitely a difference between Koach Hashem or Hashem ve'uzo, the word uzo, ma'oz u'me'uzi, versus the idea of gvura. But it is strength, for sure. So what is the difference between the two? So maybe the idea of gvura is, we learn from Kovashis Yitro that when you have a certain nature to do something, when something is driving you to do evil, to do ra, when you fight and you do the opposite of it, that's a gibor. A gibor is capable of fighting his nature, and that's a demonstration of strength. So I would say that gvura is a situation where a person's strength is manifest by fighting against his nature. And the same is by war, exists by war, that a great warrior, a gibor, he's able to suppress his fear, and it's a nature of man to be fearful when they encounter somebody bigger, greater, stronger. Your nature is to run away, and it's fight or flight, but really most people, the average person, their nature is to run away, to be scared. But a gibor is the opposite. He doesn't express fear when he's in battle. He's able to conquer his fear, go against his nature in order to be successful. So gevura is koach that goes against a person's nature. And perhaps the same idea can be said by gevura, by Tchias HaMesim, in that Tchias HaMesim is the ultimate idea of Hashem demonstrating in his power and strength and his glory how he can go against nature. He can do the opposite of nature. The nature of being dead presumes the opposite of life, and yet Hashem is able to completely battle nature and destroy it and overcome nature. And that's the midah of gvura that's expressed in Tchias HaMesim, and so too by Geshem. Yeah, sometimes it's built into nature for it to rain, but we recognize in Mashiv Aruch HaMerda Geshem that Hashem is capable of causing it to rain even in the most dry, dire situations where the weather report doesn't actually say it's supposed to rain, where it says it's going to be dry. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can go against the nature in the most manifest way, the most powerful manner. And Yiridas Geshamim, that's the idea of Gevuras Geshamim, that when it rains in a situation where it wasn't supposed to rain, we really see Gevura, we see the strength of God in going against nature. And we also see that, so we see it again by Tchias HaMesim, we see it by Yetzer Hara, we see it by war, and we see it in all these places. And perhaps with this idea, we can explain the Gemara once again. So the Gemara is showing you that there's two approaches as to how to view Tchias HaMesim in the framework of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Hashgachas Hashem. Is Tchias HaMesim, one approach is that Tchias HaMesim is really a refuah, that refuah is healing a person, but man is limited in his ability to heal. Hashem's healing is almighty, and in doing so, he can bring back the dead to life. And halavai, a human being could do so. We strive to do that. We learn how to do CPR in order to do that. And the other shita is saying no, that there's a sequence, that first Hashem is mechayim esim, and then he's merape, the cholem and those who have makos. And the reason why is to show you that there are two different ideas in hashkacha. Tchias HaMesim is an idea in gvura. It's not an idea in refuah. It's a different idea. It's the concept that Hashem is capable of going against the nature in the most opposite manner. He's able to do the hefech of what the nature of the world is, almost the impossible he's capable of doing. That's what it's saying, and that's the idea of gvura. Ata gibor laman Hashem mechayim esim ata rav loshia. We recognize his strength and his ability to counter nature in the most absolute sense. And then refuah, right after Tchias HaMesim, we also see hashgacha of refuah, and we see that Hashem is also capable of healing in the ultimate sense. So the machlokas is, it's Tchias HaMesim a type of refuah, it's refuah par excellence, or is Tchias HaMesim a type of gevura? So hopefully with this idea, we can also utilize it in order to be Meshabeach Hashem to a higher degree, coming after Sukkos, when we start mentioning Mashiv Aruch HaMerda Geshem, and even in our daily tefillah, when we say Akel Gadol HaGibor, I think that this shir is trying to give over what we should be thinking about, what our kavanah should be when we think about Mashiv Aruch HaMerda Geshem. We should reflect on Hashem's ability to completely counter nature in providing us with rain, and the koach, the strength that it demonstrates on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his doing so. And even every day when we say Akel Gadol, recognize a kovishes kaso, that really gvura, the ultimate gvura, isn't physical strength per se, but it's the ability to counter your nature in certain situations and using your strength to do so.